Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why. Yeah,
yeah. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete's an original member of our Brain Trust. He joined us the year we founded the Brain Trust back in 1998. He's Executive Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union. NTU.org is an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. And when you hear me talking about the organizations that I hope you will support, and because they're fighting the good fight up on Capitol Hill to protect you and me as much as they can in our small businesses, NTU, National Taxpayers Union, is one of those organizations. Pete Sepp is standing in the breach on our behalf all the time. Pete, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, as always.
It's good to have you back, Pete. Talk to us about where we are. Well, let me slow up for a second. Folks, as you know, when the current administration and his co-conspirators on the health care bill on Capitol Hill developed the new health care law, the Obamacare, as it's called now, they needed to figure out a way to pay for it. And the way they came up with it was to try to make all small businesses issue 1099s for every single transaction, not just for a few like you currently do, but for every single transaction that you make, which is a redundant effort. A new regulation, and they projected that that would raise some new revenue that they weren't currently getting, and they would use that revenue to pay for health care. And so turns out, Pete, small businesses don't like that idea.
Of course they don't, and it's a very cynical exercise when you think about it. It presupposes that a lot of small business owners out there just aren't properly reporting their
right.
income to the IRS.
Right.
So they want an almost report-as-you-go regime. I guess that's the way mm-hmm. to look at it. And the fact is, of course, as you and I know, the IRS is a very intimidating agency.
Right.
Lots of small business owners have to do that calculation every day. If the IRS presents them with a tax bill, they say, well, gosh, I don't have the time and the money to hire an attorney to go fight this, even if I know it's right.
Right.
So they pay it.
Yeah, happens all the time. So where are we now? There's a repeal process in motion just for the 1099, right? Just for that provision
yes.
of the health care bill. And where is
yes,
it right
and
now?
The repeal of the 1099 provision has passed separately in both houses as riders to other legislation. In the Senate, it was, of all things, a reauthorization bill for the Federal Aviation Administration. The problem is, of course, is the pay-for, as it's called in Washington, D.C. parlance. The Senate especially is concerned that the revenue loss, as they call it, from
the projected,
repealing the
1099. Let's correct them and call it what it is, the presumed revenue loss.
That's right.
I'm not even going to call it projected, because it's more of a presumption than a projection. Projections are based on some kind of assumptions that are, you know, based in some realistic belief. These are presumptions. So go ahead.
Yes, and so the revenue provision that they claim they need to make up for is roughly $17 billion over a 5 or 7 year period. So that's actually a lot of money to most people in the real world, not in Washington, D.C. Very small.
But the
amount.
President has said he'll sign it it's my understanding. Is that right, Pete?
He has said that he is willing to consider repeal under certain circumstances. See, when he said that in his State of the Union address, He used very, very short words, parsed them. And ever since then, they've been starting to add, qualifiers, let's say. And so what the White House is saying is we need to reexamine this and hopefully raise taxes elsewhere so that the provision is revenue neutral. Well, one of the ideas they came up with was taking away the manufacturer's deduction, Section 199. That's a job creation provision in the tax code. Take it away, but only for oil and gas businesses. So we've got that back on the table.
So basically, what you're telling us is that the 1099 repeal is in real jeopardy.
It is in jeopardy, and I would be concerned. It is certainly a controversial
That's very
provision.
Disappointing to me, and I'll tell you something, Pete. The $18 billion that it was presumed to raise, if they actually go through with it, it's going to cost small businesses three times that much in direct cost and in loss of opportunity. It's a mistake. Quick break, 20 till. I'm really mad about this, folks. I promise you. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.